Trump announces ceasefire extension until Iran submits unified proposal. By Nick Gilbertson on April 21, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Tuesday that, considering the Iranian government is seriously fractured, he is extending the ceasefire with Iran until such time Iran can submit a unified proposal. A statement from the president was issued via his Truth Social account after 4 p.m. ET to announce the development. Based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, not unexpectedly so, and upon the request of Field Marshal Asim Munir and Prime Minister Shahid Sharif of Pakistan, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal. I have therefore directed our military to continue the blockade and, in all other respects, remain ready and able, and will therefore extend the ceasefire until such time as their proposal is submitted and discussions are concluded, one way or the other. President Donald J. Trump. The news came after Vice President J.D. Vance's trip to Islamabad for a second round of peace talks was put on hold. The New York Times reported Tuesday afternoon. Vice President J.D. Vance's diplomatic trip to Islamabad, where he was expected to press Iranian negotiators for a nuclear deal, has been put on hold after Tehran failed to respond to American negotiating positions, according to a U.S. official with direct knowledge of the situation. Mr. Vance had been scheduled to depart Tuesday morning for the Pakistani capital, where talks were set to resume on Wednesday, the same day the fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran is set to expire. Without an Iranian response, the official said, the diplomatic process is in effect paused, though the trip has not been canceled. The trip could be back on at a moment's notice if Iran's negotiators respond in a way that President Trump deems acceptable. U.S. officials are also looking for a clear signal that Iran's negotiators have been fully empowered to reach an agreement. CNN reported that Vance was at the White House this afternoon amid the pause in talks and was set to attend meetings. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who were expected to travel with Vance to Islamabad, were at the White House as well, as were Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio, per the outlet. The developments come as President Donald Trump told Bloomberg on Monday that the two-week ceasefire expires Wednesday evening, Eastern Time, and said it was highly unlikely he would extend the ceasefire if Iran failed to agree to a deal. On Tuesday, he told CNBC's Squawk Box that the U.S. was prepared to begin bombing if there was no deal by the deadline. You're saying that you need at least the prospects for a signed deal today and tomorrow or else you would resume bombing Iran? Joe Kernan asked. Well, I expect to be bombing because I think that's a better attitude to go in with. But we're ready to go. I mean, the military is raring to go. They are absolutely incredible, Trump responded.